Young adults are struggling to find affordable housing. A group of Gen Z women in Washington found cheap rent in an unexpected community, living with nuns. But now that home is closing. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
On the front porch of Anne Montgomery House in Northeast D.C., Sister Diane Roach thinks back to when she started the home. By nightfall, she'll lock the doors for the last time.
I'm 76, and something inside me just said, this is it.
For 10 years, the house has given young women an affordable place to live while studying and launching careers in one of the nation's most expensive cities. Because the sisters own the home, they could offer rooms for well below market rent.
The stipend for a PhD is something like $700 a month. How are you supposed to support yourself on that? How do you live?
But affordability is only part of what the sisters wanted to offer. Residents cook meals, share dinner most nights, and gather each morning for a brief reflection. 23-year-old Abigail Bowman moved in after she landed a fellowship.
The financial component was large, but I think beyond that, I wouldn't have been able to live in the environment that D.C. was in with the work that I was doing if I didn't have that community aspect as well.
Mary Gardner was 24 when she found the house through a former resident while interning on Capitol Hill.
She's like, oh, you have to reach out to Sister Diane. There are these hip social justice sisters, and they have this intentional living community. I was like, great, social justice, perfect.
After draining days at work, Gardner says she would go home and vent to Sister Claire.
I would go off, and she'd just nod, and then she'd be like, but, and she'd find a silver lining. She's like our silver lining queen.
Their search for affordable housing reflects a broader challenge facing young adults across the country. Ingrid Gould Ellen is a housing professor at New York University.
They're just starting out in the labor market. They haven't had a chance to get their footing.
Many young workers cope with high rents by living with roommates, moving back home, or taking on long commutes. Ellen says pricing them out of major cities can stunt economic development.
If cities don't accommodate a variety of different housing types, it's going to make it very difficult for them to attract workers.
As the sun sets over Anne Montgomery House, current and former residents stream through the front door for one last celebration. Everyone gathers in the kitchen eating and reminiscing as a group sings along with an acoustic guitar. Later, Roach leads everyone in a traditional Greek circle dance in the living room. Bowman, who came back for the farewell party, says Roach will be hard to forget.
She definitely has the most moxie of any person I think I've ever met in my entire life.
As the evening winds down, Roach gathers everyone into a small prayer corner where she and the residents began each morning for the past decade. They sing hymns and read biblical passages. After tonight, Roach will move into an apartment where she'll live alone. She laughs, thinking about the things she won't miss.
I will not mind having everything stay where I put it and not having to wonder, where is the top to this? Where'd everything go?
Then her thoughts turn to what she's leaving behind.
Honestly, I think my apartment is not going to be home. I think home for me has to include community.
Now, Roach will have to figure out what home looks like somewhere else. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.